Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. And I was having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with somebody who asked me the question, how I became a photographer. And we had a conversation about it, and I kind of went through the normal rigmarole of, you know, how I got to this point, kind of other jobs I'd had, other career paths I'd had, and how I ultimately settled on the decision to actually make a living as a photographer. And I think the interesting part about that was, as I thought more and more about that question, I realized I think I was asked the wrong question. I think the more important question, or the more foundational question, is why I became a photographer. And I think that's an important question for everybody to answer. I think it's a really foundational piece of the puzzle of who we are as artists and why we've chosen this very specific craft and this specific way of expressing ourselves. As I got to thinking about why I became a photographer, it was really kind of a challenge for me because I was looking back. I can remember as a kid, I loved photography. I loved looking at pictures. I remember getting all sorts of cameras, from a 110 camera. I had a disc camera. I remember saving money and eventually going down, and my dad took me down to the sporting goods store. He knew a guy who ran a sporting goods store, and they got me my first Pentax Emmy Super camera with a 50 millimeter lens. I actually still have that camera and still shoot 35 millimeter films with that camera. And I always remember taking pictures. And I don't remember there was a specific thing that I loved taking pictures of. Like, I didn't join the high school yearbook, or I didn't join the photo club, or I didn't join the school newspaper to go take pictures of the sports teams or anything like that. I just went out and enjoyed the art of photography. I enjoyed taking photographs and seeing what kind of came back through the camera. Along those lines, I was thinking about, well, why is it photography? Why wasn't it some other creative outlet, some other creative discipline? Because as I've gotten older, I've returned to some of those. I enjoy sketching. I enjoy drawing. I put my attempt at painting at some point in my life. But I've always kind of come back to photography. And I think part of it is, you know, from a very personal level, I have two learning disabilities. I have dysgraphia and I have dyslexia. And dysgraphia is a disability that manifests itself in writing. And basically the brain's ability to actually translate thoughts into the written word is extremely challenging. And, you know, dyslexia is through the switching of letters and numbers. And those two disabilities oftentimes made it a challenge for me to express myself through the written word, through the written language. And I think that's part of my draw initially of photography, was it gave me a creative outlet. It gave me a way of finding a way to express who I was and what I was attempting to say through a way that sidestepped what that disability was. And so as I was learning to cope with the disability, I was learning to cope with what that meant for me from a student standpoint and how I was going to communicate my ideas. I think the photography really gave me a chance to ground myself and have an outlet for that. At the same time, like I said, I've taken up sketching and things like that later in life, but I was a horrible art student from a traditional standpoint. So in the world of getting graded in art class, it was never good. I couldn't draw symmetrically. I couldn't sculpt. I couldn't do any of those things. I loved the experience and attempting to do it, but I could never really do it to the level that was considered acceptable by the art world. But yet photography was something that I didn't have that same experience. Nobody judged the work as being inferior because my frame was out of alignment, or I didn't have the right symmetry between the left side and the right side. There was an opportunity there for me to put things within the frame and just see what kind of came back. And I think that was probably at a foundational level, part of the experience and reason that I was drawn into photography. I also think there's an interesting element there about understanding that there is a need within each of us to express ourselves. And I think for each of us, if we think back about that question of why you got into photography, it really would probably come down to some level of self-expression, some level of attempting to communicate some message to the world. And I think one of the struggles we get as photographers, once we start to get some skills in photography, we start to think in broader brushstrokes. We think in more grandiose terms about what that message should be. What should we be attempting to say? How should we attempt to say it? And for a lot of us, those might in fact become significant roadblocks. But at its core, I think for most of us, we picked up that camera because of the experience we had behind the camera, whether it was to help us through something, to help us understand something, to help us express who we were, express what we are. All of those little elements come into play to allow us to really be something unique and express something unique. That why I became a photographer also led me to think really about, well, why do I still do photography? Why, of all the different things and different opportunities, from woodcrafting to, like I said, sketching, sculpting, there's all sorts of different art forms, there's all sorts of different creative outlets. And I've been very blessed in my life to have been fortunate enough to have a career in the high-tech industry that gave me the money to pick up whatever hobby I wanted. I could have gone and been woodworking. I could have learned how to do metal sculpting or any of those things. Yet I was always drawn back to the photography. On some level, when I first got into photography after a hiatus, going to college and getting my career started, you know, I jumped in with really expensive gear and really didn't think about the underlying why. I didn't think about those stories. I didn't think about the message I had to communicate. I just figured if I want to be a great photographer, I buy great equipment and everything works out. Not really dedicating myself to the nuts and bolts of spending week in, week out, attempting to better my craft, attempting to better who I was as a photographer. So that learning came from the experience of spending money without getting results and realizing that it took the dedication to the craft. And I think that's part of the reason why I still am a photographer, is I love the experience of being in photography. One of the things when I work with photographers, when I work with students on a mentoring level, when I work with them for any number of reasons, I can always tell the students who I think are going to ultimately make great photographers in the long run versus the other ones who would literally just be a side hobby that they'll take some good photographs, some interesting photographs, but it doesn't really resonate with their soul. It's because the people who are committed are immersed into not just photography, but all arts. But in particular with their photography, they consume it. They're ravenous for it. They look at photography books. They look at other photographers. They talk to other photographers. They go to gallery shows to look at photography. They think about photography. They read about photography. So there's this deep passion that's in there. And for me, I think that's why I still love photography. I love learning about photography. I love learning about photography from 150 years ago. I love learning about photography in the modern day. And I think for each of us who are really attempting to hone our craft and become something more than just the photographer that everybody else is doing, more than the current popular Instagram photographer, where we're really trying to make something about who we are reflective in our work, that's at the core of it, is we still create photographs because we're consumed by that medium. There is something that resonates, it vibrates within us. We talk about how colors vibrate to create contrast and create interest in the photograph. I think within each of us, there's a vibration that happens when we're around photography. As I look back at my photographic career, I also think about how my experience behind the camera has changed. When I started off, I wanted to be Ansel Adams. That was the photographer I knew. When you asked me what photographers I knew Ansel Adams. And then I slowly started to learn about other photographers. I got enamored with some of the things from National Geographic. I got enamored with some of the other people that were around Adams at the time, you know, a Weston and a Cunningham and a Stieglitz. I spent some time in art history. All of those things got me really more and more engrossed in the work. But at the end of the day, the thing I realized that really made a significant shift for me in my photography, and I think this is why the question of how I became a photographer, the question of why I became a photographer, is I got enamored with the quality of light. And even days where I don't take out my camera, and there's a lot of days where I don't go photograph, I love to look at light. I love to watch the light come through the trees. I love the way it hits people when they're standing in a mirror. I love to look at them when they're walking down the street and the light beams across them. There is something about seeing light that is so amazing. And I think for me, that's the piece that I didn't have before that I wasn't aware of, but yet was probably underneath all that, is there was this amazement at the world and the amazement of how light shows us things in the world and how darkness conceals things in the world and how those two things come into balance and how all of that works in photography. I'm not sure if there's ultimately a right or a wrong answer to all this, but I do think it's important for each photographer to go back and think about that, why you became a photographer and why you still do photography today. Because those two things can be really insightful about why you might be potentially stuck as a photographer. It might be insightful as to why you're working on a certain project. It might be insightful as a thing you actually need to return to. I think a lot of us have art projects and a lot of photography projects and concepts that are important to us. They resonate with us, and we need to return to those. And sometimes returning to those foundational questions about why something became important to you is critical. So I'm sure you probably have a lot, like I said, a lot different experience. You're doing a lot different things. You became a photographer for a myriad of different reasons. But I would encourage you to share that story. When you think about putting a portfolio together, when you think about putting a project statement together or your artist statement together or your bio on your website, sharing that story, I think, is important because then it will help people understand why you create the work you create, why you're passionate about the work you create. So if you're passionate about social justice, if you're passionate about the environment, that's going to resonate with you. For me, there's an element of storytelling. You know, I went through this experience of trying to find that creative outlet. And for me, there's an experience of trying to relay the thoughts that I have in an interesting and unique way that is allowing me to express something that I couldn't express in a different way. So for me, I think that's a lot of the reason why I don't have such long-term ongoing projects, because it really is about finding that self-expression, that creative dialogue within my head to share with others. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I did want to do one other thing. This week's podcast is released on Martin Luther King Day here in the United States. And such an amazing man, such an amazing, impactful person in history. His wife was amazing. The whole civil rights movement and how, what he represented as an instrument of change, I think was important. As we celebrate Martin Luther King's legacy and the legacy of his family and all of those people in the civil rights movement who have fought for the equality of everybody, not just, I think, in the U.S., but for other places, as they've been a source of inspiration. I wanted to leave you with, I think, one of my favorite Martin Luther King Jr. quotes in celebration of Martin Luther King Day. Courage is an inner resolution to go forward despite obstacles. Cowardice is submissive surrender to circumstances. Courage breeds creativity. Cowardice represses fear and is mastered by it. Cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when we must take the position that it is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but we must take it because it is right. I hope you do spend some time to think about why you became a photographer and find maybe something out of my own story about why I became a photographer and why photography still matters to me, and you're able to share that with others. Don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes and give us a review there. We'd appreciate it. You can also find us on the web at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. We're just a couple of weeks away from interview month. I'm really excited about that process, and I think you'll enjoy the interviews in the month of February, and I will see you next time.